You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse Mayor Ben Walsh delivered his second State of the City address Thursday night, and he began with an optimistic note.
I am pleased to report that the state of our city is stronger than it was when I stood before you a year ago.
He told a packed Red House Theater that the city continues to face many of the same challenges, but now has a better handle on them. Much of the speech focused on seizing and building opportunity. That presented itself in a big way when Governor Cuomo committed strong support for a strategy called Syracuse Surge. Walsh says it's a jumpstart, high-tech investment in the neighborhoods immediately south and east of downtown.
The predominant feature of the campus will be a new regional science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, or STEAM school. It will be built in a fully restored and modernized Central High School, an historic gem that has awaited reuse for decades. The school will capitalize on the city's successes in career and technical education, making it available to students from districts throughout the region.
Walsh says the Southside campus, as it's called, will have the best-in-class broadband to provide the ability to teach and learn in innovative vocational programs. The multi-year surge projects will be fueled by more than $200 million in public and private funding already committed, with more likely on the way from the state. Walsh mentioned there will be more opportunities through the Syracuse Build program launched last year. Center State CEO's Work Train initiative has received a major grant aimed at putting residents to work.
The funding, $200,000 a year for 3 years, will support inclusive workforce development initiatives throughout the city. Syracuse University has agreed to become the first private sector anchor project partner for Syracuse Build. The university will join the city and county in committing to work with its project partners to create more job opportunities for local, minority, and veteran workers on our job sites.
Walsh says it will also include the massive I-81 replacement project. Financial stability for many working families, though, is out of reach. Residents often don't have a cushion of cash that protects them from losing an apartment or car. Walsh says the answer might be with a financial empowerment center.
The service will help families create and build the kind of assets that can help them weather unexpected events and separate themselves from the risk of falling into poverty. This is critical for Syracuse. Almost 75% of households struggle to afford basic necessities like housing, transportation, childcare, or food, even when employed. 75%.
The center will open in April, and Syracuse will be one of only 15 cities to have one. Overall, Walsh expressed confidence in the city's future, saying the best days aren't just ahead of it, but are within reach. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.